Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and this is our final podcast, the fourth parak. At the top of the Amud, Chutz Min Hadam, the Mishnah said that all of the things which are excused or accepted from the laws of Pigul are not accepted from the laws of Nota and Tomei except for Dam. Menahani Mili, Amar Ula, Amar Krav, Anina Tativ Lachem, about Dam, God says, I gave it to you for the Mizbeach. Shalachem Yehe, it's yours. Deveri Shmuel Tana, Amar Krav, Lechaper, it's all in the same Pasuk. Lechaparana Tativ Lolem Ila. Now there's all these things about Mila, and we're going to go from there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar Krav, who? Meaning, who Lifne Kapara, Lik Lachar Kapara. Dam has a consistent status. Ma Achar Kapara. Ein bo mi'ila, af tifne kapara, ein bo mi'ila. So just like after kapara, there is no mi'ila. Similarly, before kapara, there is no mi'ila. Dam is just not subject to mi'ila. And therefore we extend from that it is also not vulnerable to tuma. Now, ein alachar kapara kalifne kapara, why don't I say the opposite? Dam is always the same, which is ma'lifne kapara yesh po mi'ila, af lachar kapara yesh po mi'ila. It always has mi'ila. So the answer is, the answer is, you never have something when once its process has been done that Mi'ila applies. Velo, for a Trumata Deshen, after all, Trumata Deshen, you burn the animals up and yet you're not allowed to be Moel. The answer is, Mishum da have a Trumata Deshen, Big Day Kuna, Shnei Tumayim Kechad. You're right, Trumata Deshen is an exception. But so is Big Day Kahuna, the white clothes of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur are not allowed to be used again. V'chol Shnei Tumayim Kechad, Ein Malam Din. Right, and because it's two psukim, two rules that give us the same idea, it can't be used universally. Now, ha necha l'rabbanan de'amri v'hina ichamisham. This is a machlok we have in Yoma about whether big day kohen gadol really can ever be used again. According to the rabbanan who say malam etchud in gniza, the rabbi dosa d'amri mutarot hen the kohen hedyved shalo yishtarech ben kol la yom kippur macher. They can be used by a regular coin. They just can't be used for another yom kippur. Which means there is no me'ila that attaches. Ma'ika l'meimar. Now, Trumat Tadeshin is the only example. Why not use it? The answer is, Shum Dahavi Trumat Tadeshin ve'egla arufa. The egla arufa is Shneitavim ke'achad, because both of them are asur bahana'a, even after the mitzvah is done. Now, ha ne'chalama al-maman damar in balamdin. We have machloket, well known in Kiddushin and other places, between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham say shnei tuvim am kechad in malamdin. Lamandam or malamdin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says shnei tuvim can still be a model. Ma'ika lameimar. The answer is trei miutik tivi. In each one of them, both trumat hadesh and egla rufa, there's a miut. Hachaktiv ha arufa, the neck broken calf. That's the only one. Vhatam ktiv samo, he shall place it, the trumat hadesh, it and only it. Meaning these things are unique. Now, Utlata Krai Badam Lamali. Why did we need those three different words about Dam, the one that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Ula each used? Why do we need them? So the answer is them Utim Mi'ila, one, that's what we got. Then Minotar Umituma. Aval Pigol Lo Tzarech Krai. We didn't need a pasuk to say that Dam is not viable for vulnerable to Pigol. Non, Kol Sheish Tomatir, and Bein Adam, Bein Lamizbeach, Ibn Allah Mishu Pigol. But Dam Gufe Matirhu. Dam is a matir. It's not something Sheish Tomatir, so it's clearly not in the scope of Pigol. Amr b'Yochanan, Shlosha kretot b'shlamim lama. Why are there three different times the Torah says you're chayav karet for eating shlamim betuma? Achat leklal, one is to set up the general rule of kodshim betuma. V'chat leprat, one is to say the prat is shlamim. And what's the rule? Kol davar she v'chlal v'yatsa min ha'kol lamed ala klal kulo yatsa. V'achat ledvarim she'ina nechalin. And the other is to extend it to things that are even inedible. L'v'shim adamar dvar she'ina nechalin min ha'chayim alayim shum tuma. But Rabbi Shimon, who said that you're not chayiv for things that are inedible at Tuyimai, what's it extending? The answer is that for Rabbi Shimon, it's important. The Tuy Chatot Primiot, it's there to extend it even to Chatot Primiot. Since Pigul doesn't apply according to Rabbi Shimon to Chatot Primiot, Shim Tumanami Lo the Chayiv, maybe you're also not chayiv for Tuma. We see how they're connected. Kamash Falan, therefore you are chayiv for Tuma. Good. Now, in our Girsa of the Mishnah, it was Rabbi Shimon Mechayev, but we have this Girsa that Rashi quotes, Nomi Rabbi Shimon, which means Amar Rabbi Shimon, Chayev et Shadarko Lechol, etc. Rabbi Shimon said that you are Chayev for things that are edible, but not Chayev for things that are inedible for Notar and Tuma. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Hanin. So we got two pairs, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish on one hand, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Hanin on the other hand. So, Chad mihai Zuga, Bahad, Chad mihai Zuzo, Hai Zuga, which means one of each pair, Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar maybe. So, Chad amar machloke betumat basar, aval betumat haguf, divra kol eno loket. One of them said that the machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim is only about if the object is tameh. If the object, let's say wood, is tameh, Rabbi Shimon says there's no chiyuv, Chachamim say there is. Tumat haguf, but if you're tameh, divra kol eno loket, everybody would agree you're not loket. The other side was, no, the machloket, it goes across the board. Tumat haguf, tumat basar, same. My taima, kaven de karina be, since we apply the pasuk for basar sher yigav b'chol tameh, which extends to non-edibles or doesn't, karina be v'tumato alav, therefore, tumat haguf either does or doesn't apply, depending on your position. It's the same. Rav Tavyumi matniachi, that was Rav Tavyumi's version of the machloket. Rav Kahana matniachi had a different one. Chad mehai zuza v'chad mehai zuza, one from each group said, aseifa, they disagreed about Rabbi Shimon. Chad amar machloket v'tumat haguf, the machloket Rabbi Shimon Chacham is only when you're tameh. Tumat basar, but if the thing is tameh, divra akol loke, everybody agrees you're loke for eating something which itself is tameh, regardless of being edible or not. Chadamaka machloket bazu, kach machloket bazu. No, the machloket is consistent. Amarava, Rava says, mistabra, kamandam machloket bazu, kach machloket bazu. It's more reasonable that the machloket goes consistently across. My taima, kevin de lo karina be tumato ala, benichwata. Again, they're doing this, but now flipping it. Since if you're Reb Shimon, you'll say that tumat aguf doesn't apply. Lo karina be basar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo echel. Therefore, tumat basar doesn't apply. Ay v'amar mar v'abasar l'arbo deitzim ulevona. But we have a drasha we saw much earlier that the habasar in that pasuk is there to extend to non-edibles. The answer is the poslah malma. That should say that l'chatchila you should stay away from that stuff, but not that you have karet. Okay, the last Mishnah here is L'shem Shisha, and this is a nice wrap-up for the first four Prakim. L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nisbach. Remember, the first Mishnah, the whole Masechet was Lishma. Really, you have to shecht the Korban for six things in mind. L'shem Zevach, for what kind of Korban it is. Ola Shlamim. L'shem Zovech, for the guy bringing it. L'shem Hashem, for God. L'shem Yishim, for the fire. L'shem Reach, for the smell. And L'shem Nichoach, for the pleasantness. V'chatat V'asham, L'shem Chet. You have to add in for what sin it was. Even if the Kohen, the officiant, had none of these in mind, it's all kasher. It always follows the guy who's doing the avodah only. We'll see something about that at the end. And therefore, if he had no intent, the Beit Din kind of places it in. This is where Rava's famous source for saying that stam kilishma. Now, Amr Yehuda Marav. Ola, what's the drasha? L'shem ola. Lafuki l'shem shlamim delo. It has to be l'shem ola. Ishim means l'shem ishim. It has to be on the fire. What does that mean? Lafuki kevav delo. Not on the coals. Reach means l'shem reach. It has to be that the putting on the mizbeach is going to create the smell. Lafuki evarim shetzlan ve'alan delo. As opposed to burning the limbs elsewhere, roasting them elsewhere, and then putting them on. No, they put on for the smell. T'viyuram arav evarim shetzlan ve'alan in by mishum reach nichoach. Rav said that if you put the Evarim elsewhere, and then put them on the Mizbeach, that doesn't create a Reach Nichoach. It's not ideal. L'shem ha-nachat ruach, L'shem, what is ha-nichoach? That is, nachat ruach L'shem, L'shem yishamar v'yaolam, L'shem, for the Creator. Remember Yudom Arab. Two interesting halachotir. Chatat sheshchatat L'shem olah. If you shechted a chatat L'shem olah psulat, L'shem chulin k'sherah. This goes back to our sugyot at the beginning of the Masechet. Amar v'loza ma'itam ed Arab. Why does Rav say that L'shem Chulin is meaningless? They should not defile the Kodshei B'nei Yisrael. Kodashim Mechalim Kodashim Ve'en Chulin Mechalim Kodashim. Only Kodshim can be Mechal Kodshim. Again, a sugi we had on Daf Dalet. Agil. Dat Meitiv Rabba Amar B'yosi Af Mishalei Abelibo L'shem Achad Mikol Eilu Kodshim Shutnai Beitin. What did Rabbi Yossi say? Even if you just had no thoughts, Beitin places the proper intent there. Tom at a shalayabalibo klal. That's only because you had no intent at all. Ha yabalibo l'shem chulin. But if you had intent for chulin, then it's pasul. So amar le'abai. So you see that l'shem chulin is pasul. Amar le'abai. No, maybe that's the wrong inference. Dimaloya klal kasher maratze. If you had no intent, it's fine and it's maratze. Ha yabalibo l'shem chulin. If you had intent for chulin, kasher. It is kasher. Ve'no maratze. Maybe it doesn't count for the violent. So your inference is not necessarily that. Amar Belazar chatat shechata l'shem chulin kshera, but mishum chulin, meaning you thought the animal was chulin, psula. Kedabar minei Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna, minayin l'mitasek b'kod Hashem shu pasul. If you're mitasek, meaning you're doing something else and by accident you just slip the knife across and kill it, that's pasul. Shenamar v'shachatet ben habakar lifnei Adonai. What does that mean? Shei shechita l'shem ben habakar. You have to intend to shech this animal. And you can't just be flailing around and by accident do it. Same thing, you have to know it's not chulin. Amarle zubi adenuhu. So Shmuel, that was the answer of Huna gave him. Shmuel said, that I know. How do I know that it's ma'akev? Amarle lirtzonchem tizbachu, the pasuk in Kedoshim. You have to bring it lirtzonchem, l'da'atchem zvichu. You have to do it with your own intent and awareness. Right? In other words, it is now repeated a second time, and that is ma'akev. Now, she'ena machshava lechad alachar oved. The end of the Mishnah says that machshava follows the one who's doing the avoda. Matnitin dolokei aitana. Very interesting opinion. The Tanya Amar Blazer Rabbi Yosi. Shamati shebaalim mefaglin. I heard a halacha that baalim are mefaglin, meaning the baal's on the side, the coin's doing the zrika, and the baal on the side says, he's doing the zrika, so it'll be eaten in a week. That's pigul. And so that doesn't follow our Mishnah, that machshava only follows the oved. Amar Rav Amai, Tamar Rav Elazar Rav Yossi, what's his reason? The Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'kriv ha-makriv et korbano, which means the guy who's bringing it is called the makriv. It's as if you're the donor, it's like you're the one on the mizbeach. Amar Abaye, so Abaye does what Abaye does often, which is to loop together different opinions, Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, right here, for Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkonus, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that one person can have intent, another person can be doing the avodah, and the machshava will string across. Where do we see that? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hadamran, we saw it. Rabbi Eliezer did non. Hashochet lo oved kochavim. If you're shechting for a non-Jew, shechitato kshera, your shechita is fine, and a Jew can eat from it. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Why? Because he says the goy for whom you're shechting may be intending for avodah zarah, and therefore your shechita now becomes tainted for that, and another Jew can't eat from it. Your shechita is fine for you, but another Jew can't eat from it because it's like it was nishchat l'avodah zarah. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, now this is a Mishnah in Shabbat. Klal Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, here was his rule about hatsna'ah, about burying something on Shabbat. Something, if you bury something, here's the rule. There is a whole set of shiurim, of minimum amounts for all sorts of things that if you carry less than that, you're not chayav. However, if you personally make something important, even though it's smaller, by burying it or setting aside, you've made it important for you, it's chayav. So he says, Kol shen kasher lat stem v'mitznin kamo, anything that's too small to bury, and people don't bury something that high, or hide in something that small. Huchshar lezeh, but this guy wants it, v'itznio, and he buried it, uvacher, v'yotzio, and another guy took it and carried it out. Chayav zeh, machshava shel zeh. The second guy who carried it is chayav because of the first guy's intent that this is important enough for me. So all three of them have the same principle that one man's intent or thought or value system can affect another guy. Now, Tavayu Itludu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Elazar will accept the first halacha, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Why? Hashtavachutz, I mean, because if we're willing to say that one man's machshava will string to another guy's actions outside of the mikdash, either for shechita or for Shabbos, then bifnim mebaya, certainly bifnim where machshava is so much more powerful, we would accept it. But Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, late Ludo Ravayu, he won't necessarily accept them. Maybe it only applies bifnim, bachutz lo amrina. Now, within the other two, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, eat later Rabbi Eliezer. The opinion about Shabbat certainly will accept the opinion about the Shechita. Because Hashtab is Shabbat Amrinan, if we accept that your Machshava can affect another person's actions for Shabbat, Bavodat Kochavim Ibaya, certainly we don't need to say that it will affect it for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer, lately, because Avodah Zarah is very much tied into intent. Rabbi Eliezer, late leader Rabbi Shimon Elazar, but Rabbi Eliezer, who says his halacha about shechita, will not accept necessarily the halacha about hatsna'ah. Why? We might accept the shechita for our l'shem of avodah zarah may have the same stringencies as bifnim. Aval Shabbat, melachat machshavah asra Torah. There, the Torah said only really intended actions are asur, and that's why, in a sense, the bar for Shabbat is much higher to be chayav. Because it has to be not only an intended action, but even the intended result, etc. And therefore, only the one, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who said his opinion explicitly about Hatsna'a would accept it, but it, because if you have that same idea about other things, you wouldn't necessarily extend it to here. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we finished the fourth perek, Dronalach Beit Shammai. We're going to start the very famous Ezehu Makom Anshel Zvachim in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.